How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Black Friday here on the program, and also Fun Friday. It's Fun Black Friday here on the program. And we'll tell you about some Black Friday deals here in a moment, but a lot of other stuff to talk about here today. We got news, and because it is Fun Friday, we will take your emails and text messages and phone calls later on as well. Always a fun day when we can open up those phone lines. And man, wait till After Dark hits Sports Byline USA January 8th. We're going to have some real open lines on that show. Talking all sorts of craziness. That'll be coming up January 8th. But we got news to get into here today. SmackDown is tonight. It is a taped show. SmackDown is the go-home for Survivor Series in Vancouver. Guess who's going? I am. Me and Rodney and Vinny and Sean are taking the trek up to Survivor Series. So that's going to be a fun time tomorrow. And we'll talk about the lineup for the show, SmackDown tonight, and everything else as we head into, God, we're a month away, really, from WrestleMania season starting, if you can believe that. January is traditionally when that starts. We've also got the return of AEW Collision coming up this weekend, and Rampage as well. So we'll give you the updates on those. Continental Classic matches. And then, of course, we got some ratings notes and a lot of interviews. Adam Copeland, Cody Rhodes, Jake the Snake Roberts, Paul Heyman. Paul doesn't like all those belts. Join the club, brother. So we'll tell you about all of that and more. If you'd like to text us today, we got a lot of time for text messages. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Okay, I think we're back on the show. It's like there's ghosts infiltrating the studios here today.
Getting ready for the return of After Dark. That's yes. What's happening there.
God, I hope that's not the return of After Dark.
January 8th.
It's Fun Black Friday here on the show, everybody. And we got Black Friday deals.
Oh, yeah?
If you head to my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, or go to the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, we basically have two big sales going on right now. You can sign up for the entire website, WrestlingObserver.com. And get all of the shows, the podcasts, the Observer newsletter, the back issues, figure four, back issues, the board, and 15,000 archived radio shows, half off right now, today only. So if you wanted it half off, head up there right now and grab it while you can. And we also have a Apple Podcast sale going on, which isn't even really a sale because it's free. If you go to our Apple Podcast site, f4wonline.com/apple, you can get 3 free days. So you get all the shows we're doing this weekend, including the Survivor Series coverage from myself and Vinny and Sean and also Dave. And also all of the shows we have up on Apple Podcasts. There's hundreds of them. You get 3 totally free days. f4wonline.com/apple. And if you want to take advantage of the website special, WrestlingObserver.com, the promo code is Black Friday. All one word, all in caps. Get it half off right now, but it ends tonight. So
Couldn't
I would
you
go
have just done Granny or something like
check
that.
Check it out. Black Friday. All one word. Black Friday. Go up there and check it out. Got a lot of cool stuff coming up. And I guess we got to get into the news. Plug it again later. Yeah. Appreciate everybody that signed up already. We got a lot of people. A lot of people enjoying this excellent content. And more to come, by the way, January 8th when After Dark Radio goes to Sports Byline USA. But Sports Byline is free. You say you're right. But we got a bonus if you're a subscriber, which is YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or WrestlingObserver.com. All interviews, subscribers will get a bonus 30 minutes that you can only get as a subscriber. So if we have a guest on Sports Byline, when the live show, the free show ends, well, I'm just going to keep going with the guest at least another half hour, and you'll get the entire commercial-free podcast and the entire interview as a subscriber. So that's coming up January 8th. More on that later. I'm not going to talk a lot about this for a lot of different reasons, okay? But I just want to make this clear.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. There's a, I don't know where this is. I don't remember. I apologize. But there is a website that does a rumor look back. And what they do is they will go back 6 months or whatever, and they'll look at what all of the different news sites reported. And then they kind of track, like, was this one right? Was this one wrong? Was this one right? Was this one wrong? Rumor look back. Okay. So all I'm going to say is this. You can believe me. You don't have to believe me. That's fine. I don't care. But in 6 months, the rumor look back will determine whether I was right or I was wrong. Okay? Jade Cargill is injured. They did an injury angle for her on SmackDown. They showed her on the hood of the car. They rattled off a list of 500 injuries that she had. We were initially told she is legitimately injured. She will be out a while. Don't really know the severity, but it's going to be a while. And that was that. And then for, I could say reasons unknown, but I have my speculation. Yesterday, all of a sudden, nah, it's all a work. It's all a work. And I would bet you that if you did ask some people in WWE, they would say that it's a work because that is what they believe. But I'm telling you that she is injured. And when she will be back, I do not know. And in 6 months, you can do your rumor look back and we can deal with it then. But I wanted to get out that here at the top of the program.
This has been a thing, I guess?
Yeah, yesterday. All of a sudden, it was like, no, she's not really hurt. It's just a storyline. Which, like, everybody is immediately like, it's a storyline? Have you guys been following, like, what's going on with Jade and Bianca? It doesn't make any sense to just injure her severely on television right now. If the idea is we just don't want her in the Survivor Series, that's fine. You know, you do a minor injury or whatever. But, like, that's not what they did. They did what they do when someone is actually injured, which was they don't touch them. They just show them laid out. And then they reported it's going to be a while before she's back. How does that play into anything that they have been doing with Jade Cargill, Bianca, the tag? How does that play into anything? It doesn't make any sense. But like people just immediately are like, oh, it's a storyline. Okay. No, that story changed for various reasons, but she is injured. So anyway, you know who else might be injured? And I'm still trying to find out more. Shota Umino. Shota Umino is supposed to be facing Zack Sabre Jr. for the IWGP World Heavyweight title at Wrestle Kingdom 19. And yesterday, he injured his ankle. And I put that in air quotes because I actually don't know right now. I actually don't know this one. It might be a work. It might be legit. I don't know yet. But he injured his, I guess it was this morning. It was last night in the West Coast. Come on, everybody. Don't pull this Dave stuff on me. But yes, he injured his ankle yesterday, which, I mean, there's like three possibilities, okay? Possibility one, he's injured, okay? That would be bad. May or may not make the Tokyo Dome. He, quote, injured himself, but he's not actually hurt. And they're doing this for reasons I can't explain, but then he'll go into the Tokyo Dome on January 4th and still wrestle. Or, I mean, maybe they were like, this ain't working, this Shota Umino, Zack Sabre Jr. thing. He needs to be injured and we'll do somebody else for the Tokyo Dome. I don't know what it is yet, but they're claiming that he injured his ankle. So that one we have to wait and see. Maybe I'll know by the end of the show, actually, because I'm trying to find out.
Venture a guess here. So that the rumor look back has something to do.
If I ventured a guess, I think he really hurt his ankle.
Okay.
Because it doesn't make any sense in storyline. Just some rando show, he hurt his ankle. I mean, why? It's not like there's like a big show between now and the Dome where he can like fight back or is he going to make it or not.
Because people keep booing him, although I don't believe that that would be the case to do something like that.
And the other thing is, like, oh, you just now figured out that people weren't going to be in the idea of Shota Umino headlining the, yeah.
It's going to be a long 2 days for those promotions in that building, I think. It's going to be really interesting to see attendance-wise what they're going to get, because there's going to be a lot of names on it. They're trying, with Kenny Omega being back on the 5th and trying to make that a big deal, Takeshita being there, Okada probably being there as well. I mean, I don't know how they're going to try to put 30,000 people both nights in that building. I don't know how that's possible.
Well, I mean, we're gonna soon find out. I mean, we got a lineup for both shows here. I mean, we got way more for Wrestle Dynasty than we do for World's End.
Which, a lot more promotions there.
I mean, there's a lot more fans you got to put in the building. But Wrestle Kingdom, which is a New Japan show, Zack Sabre Jr., Shota Umino, Tanahashi and Evil, David Finlay, Yota Tsuji, Doki and Desperado, Ren Narita versus Jeff Cobb and Oiwa. We got a four-way for the junior tag team titles, and a never open weight title, which is Shingo versus Takeshita, with both the never open weight title and the international title on the line. Mayu Iwatani versus Zumi for the IWGP women's title. And then on Wrestle Dynasty, it's Zack Sabre Jr. Ricochet, which they're not announcing for a title or not. Kenny Omega Gabe Kidd, Jack Perry Yota Tsuji, International Women's Cup four-way, Shota, maybe, against Claudio. And then Ishii versus the winner of Shingo and Takeshita, but only the never open weight title is on the line in that match. Got that, everybody? I'll talk more after the break. Observer Live. Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Still laughing as I try to figure out this match. So on January 4th, Shingo faces Takeshita.
Yeah.
And the winner leaves as double champion. Both belts on the line. But then the next night, Ishii challenges the winner for only the never open weight title.
Well, maybe they are waiting on the decision of that match and to see what will happen and who the champion will be. And then they may announce that maybe after that match.
Well, why would you do that? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, then you can have an angle on the New Japan show to push the Dynasty show the next day.
Now, I think it's a simple answer here. All right. And that is that Takeshita is going to win the never open weight title, and then the next day Ishii will beat him for the never open weight title, and Shingo goes back to AEW with his belt, and Ishii goes to New Japan with his belt.
Well, there you go.
That does involve Ishii beating Takeshita on Wrestle Dynasty, which I would not do, but whatever. 'Tis not my show.
Mm-mm. Hey, maybe that's the payoff, because I'm assuming Ishii is doing more than just hanging out with Mark Briscoe over in Sandy Fork. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure he's doing training. I'm sure he's been over here a long time. Maybe that is one of those things they can do if it happens over there. Sure, it's got some impact in AEW, but if you don't bring it up all the time on television, Ishii's gone away, people will forget about the loss to Takeshita, and you kind of thanked him for doing that, and he goes back into his home promotion as a champion.
All right, so this weekend, we got a lot coming up.
Tonight, there's a lot.
SmackDown has Cody Rhodes, and it's funny, like, it's a taped show, but they've only announced two matches. Like, we can't announce all the matches, even though the show's already been taped. We're not sure who's going to be there on this taped show, so let's make sure that we don't announce everything. Eh, forget it. Then we've got tomorrow, the Collision show.
Wait, that's a hell of a transition. You skipped over a bunch of stuff tonight and their PLE tomorrow.
Because they've been, well, I'll get to the PLE. I'm going in order. Well, you want me to talk about
how is that in order?
Cody and Carmel? Because Collision.
You got SmackDown, you got Rampage, brother, you got TNA Turning Point, Collision, you got GCW,
Collision,
you got
Defy. Is airing at 1 Pacific on Saturday. It's airing before Survivor Series. So, yes, I am going in order.
By the way, the college football games that are going to be airing, man, I don't know what this rating is going to be, but it is going
death.
To be bad.
Absolute
negative
death.
Numbers, minus 500,000 people.
And honestly, you could literally air Collision in its normal time slot because Survivor Series is basically going to be over. It's starting at 3 Pacific. Like, it's going to be over by 8 Pacific.
Well, do they have
So I guess you could air it a little later.
Do they have a gimmick on Turner that night?
I don't know. But anyway, Collision has Okada and Daniel Garcia in a Blue League match, champion versus champion. Kyle Fletcher versus The Beast Mortos in a Blue League match. And Will Ospreay versus Juice Robinson. Wheeler Yuta also faces Hangman Page. That's the lineup for Collision. And then, yes, we have Survivor Series, which, again, is airing at 3 Eastern, which at least gets me back home at a decent hour to do Observer, Observer Radio with Dave.
Wait, look, before you go into that, also tonight, just because Filthy Tom Lawler is going to be on the show facing off against John Wayne Murdoch, but the AIW show in Cleveland, the main event is The Beast Mortos against Matthew Justice.
Really?
That'll be quite the matchup.
All right, so Survivor Series has LA Knight versus Shinsuke Nakamura for the U.S. title. That evolved quickly.
Well,
Braun Breaker, Sheamus, and Ludwig Kaiser in a triple threat match for the Intercontinental title. Will Sheamus finally win the one belt he's never held? Doubtful. Women's War Games, Rhea, Bianca, Naomi, Io, and Bayley versus Liv, Raquel, Nia, Tiffany, and Candice. Who is going to win that match? Who is going to win that match?
Tiffany.
Tiffany is going to win the match. So you're saying the heels are going to win?
Sure, why not?
I'm trying to think about this. Because, I mean, spoiler alert, the babyfaces have the advantage in this match.
So stupid.
Which makes me wonder if they're going to injure somebody because, like, it doesn't make any sense to give the baby faces the advantage. The heat is always, it's always terrible when you do that, but they're determined. I don't know. I'll think about that one. Gunther and Damian Priest, I think Gunther is retaining, but they've done a great job making you think that maybe Priest will win. I got to give him credit for that.
Maybe they do something here that sets up something Saturday night's main event or something down the line here, and then Priest wins it.
And then we've got, with the heels having the advantage, of course, the Usos, Sami Zayn, CM Punk, and Roman Reigns against Solo, Jacob Fatu, Tama Tonga, Tongaloa, and Bronson Reed, which I expect to be quite a great match, by the way. A lot of great talent in that one. And that's the men's War Games match. And, yeah, I guess we're going to see what happens there. No idea who's winning either of those war game matches. I don't even have like a good prediction.
Who says I quit? That's the biggest thing, is who's going to say I quit in the main event?
Well, of course it's going to be Tongaloa.
Tongaloa. That's the obvious answer. But
yes.
If you want to have... Does Paul Heyman do something? How can you do something here where the heels actually win? Do they dare do something like that? And actually have them go over.
Here's the thing. Like, here's what I don't get, okay? Honestly, it's War Games. It really should be the blow-off, but you know it's not going to be the blow-off.
No, of course
not. Roman Reigns is not pinning Solo Sikoa.
It's Chapter 37.
So, I mean, there's no champion on the babyface side, okay? But there are champions on the heel side. So we could have Jimmy pin Tongaloa or submit Tongaloa or surrender, and that sets up at least a tag team title match, which that'd be a big match for a Saturday night's main event or television or whatever. So you could do that. And for the women, well, you've got Liv in there and Nia. So I would think that one of them would get, but then, you know, that's two babyface teams winning War Games, which you can do. It's not the end of the world. You know, sometimes at this time of year, they'll do shows where just like a lot of baby faces win because it's like the end of the year. It's the holidays. They do this often. So we'll see. We'll see.
Well, and you know, they got stuff to build towards for Netflix as well, too. So not only do you have that, you got Royal Rumble coming up. You have your WrestleMania plans. You got all this stuff going on and a lot of moving pieces and Elimination Chamber as well, too, that you're going to be building up towards, which is going to have to factor in everybody as they move towards Mania.
All righty, and then for Dynamite, for reasons I still cannot explain to you, We only have one Continental Classic match announced, even though there's going to be multiple. I don't know why they can't just tell us where they will be. But we have got Brody King and Claudio, Continental Classic Gold League, Pac versus Jay White, and I got a question for everybody.
All right.
What's going on with the Dynamite Dozen Battle Royal?
Okay. What do you mean?
Well, I did the review this week, mm-hmm. and I talked about how the most obvious thing is Adam Cole eliminates MJF. MJF does not win the Dynamite Diamond Battle Royal. Well, then somebody said, wait a second, wasn't it last year the winner then faces MJF for the ring on a different date?
I think so.
And I was like, actually, you know what? They might have done that.
Hey, it changed it up on you after you won two in a row or whatever.
And then I thought, I mean, would it have been that hard to remind us on Television Wednesday? Apparently it was. They didn't.
Mm. Yeah, well.
So then I guess what? It comes down to Adam and Kyle, and Adam eliminates Kyle. Except Kyle wants MJF.
No, Kyle eliminates Adam.
Dude, we cannot hold off Adam Cole and MJF again. Adam, if the winner faces MJF, Adam Cole needs to win, and it's Adam Cole versus MJF for the ring at World's End.
No, that should be the new like gimmick storyline where it's just you tease Adam Cole and MJF until one of them either retires seat. Or leaves.
No, because here's the deal. Tony loves to like do what he didn't get to do. Okay, last year at World's End, if Adam Cole had not been injured, it was supposed to be Adam Cole versus MJF for MJF's title, and Adam Cole was going to win the title. It didn't happen because Adam got hurt. Samoa Joe ended up champion. So I think that this year, it's Adam Cole, MJF. Since there's no title, that's to be for the ring, and Adam Cole beats him and wins the Dynamite ring. That's what I think is happening right here. But it does beg the question why last week MJF was like, I'm busy. I got to get ready for next week. What, he's going to get ready for a match he's not in? Is he in the match or not? They better explain that on Collision and Rampage. Even though they're taped, Excalibur, get on that gimmick and do a thing. You know what I'm saying? Cut in.
About even though they're taped, no, you must drive that home. Now that you know it's... come on, stop it. You should actually have had that already.
Well, they should have had it already, but they didn't, so now they need to do it.
Hey, like, did you see when Brody King threw himself in? They lost all the audio and video there.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
I don't like... no matter what I think of commentators, and I actually like the AW commentary team, but it's just weird without commentary.
It was kind of better. I don't know.
No, it wasn't better. Stop.
I miss Taz.
Apparently Taz is doing better, but still long recovery. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. It's Fun Friday. If you want to give us a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. That's what you call. If you want to send a text, 425-780-7566. I'll read those here in a moment. 425-780-7566 to text. If you want to call, 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't forget, it's Black Friday. Two specials. Half off at WrestlingObserver.com using the promo code Black Friday. All one word. Half off. Get everything. That's the one you should do. You get everything. Wrestling yeah. Observer newsletters. There's a new one out today, which is like 600,000 words, I think, last time I checked. And that is exaggeration. But what is not exaggeration is 15,000 archived shows dating back to 2005. New shows, 84 shows a month. 84 shows a month.
That's a lot of shows.
The board, the news, the members-only area, exclusives, all my TV reports, everything. It's half off right now. Promo code Black Friday at WrestlingObserver.com. Or if you only care about podcasts, go to F4WOnline.com/Apple. That's Apple Podcasts. F4WOnline.com/Apple. And you can get 3 days free. So see if you can listen to all the shows we put up there in 3 days. You can't, but you can try. 84 shows added to that every single month as well. Apple Podcasts. And no, we have nothing for YouTube because they won't let us do anything. Same with Spotify. Can't figure out how to do sales. But if you go to YouTube, video.f4wonline.com or f4wonline.com/YouTube, they do offer like specials all the time, like YouTube does. So go up there and check it out, because the video is very fun as well. You can look at my lovely face as I to talk about the news.
Has anybody posted in the forum yet asking if there is a simple one-button download to all of the archives in one time? I always loved how somebody would ask, like,
yeah, I want you to push a button so we can transfer 15,000 hours worth of audio to you. That's a great idea.
And I'm sure you're doing it just for your own personal listening reasons, not to go ahead and then, you know.
We got to get them all at once to start listening, not one at a time. Congratulations to Valhalla and Eric.
Who? What?
I don't know why I found that so funny. What? They've welcomed a new baby boy, Ezekiel Joseph Rowe. But it was listed here as Eric and Valhalla had a child.
So what are, like, who
Not
the
Ray
hell
Rowe
are you
and Sarah
about?
Logan.
Yeah, Sarah Logan.
No, Eric and Valhalla had a child.
Sure.
Congratulations to them. Very nice. Thanksgiving baby. Something to give thanks for. See, some people actually give thanks on Thanksgiving, unlike the trolls that spent Thanksgiving yelling at me on X and then were like offended that. I don't know, man. I think sometimes. You know what one of the biggest problems in life is? You should all sign up for this advice I'm about to give you, okay? Oh, this is life-changing advice.
Oh, Shane, man, this is like,
are you ready for
giving
this
away for free? All right.
Yeah. Good. One of the biggest problems people have is thinking.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You ever tried not thinking?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know people are going to go, that's impossible.
Oh, well.
But it's not, okay?
No.
If you try to not think, okay, thoughts are just going to come into your head. You're going to go, well, I can't stop that. These thoughts just come into my head. That's right. But you know what?
What's that?
That's not thinking. That's thoughts. So when you're on Twitter and you see something stupid and like a thought comes into your head, you can just move on. You don't have to think about it. Because then when you think about it, you're like, you get mad, you get angry, you start thinking about a response.
Yeah.
Then you start thinking, and like all of this thinking is what causes the problem. It's not the thought, it's the thinking about it.
Yeah,
so if you idiots stopped thinking so much, you would have far fewer problems. This guy on Twitter started thinking. He saw me say Happy Thanksgiving, and he could have just moved on. But no, he started thinking about it. Well, this guy on X wished me Happy Thanksgiving. He started thinking, who is this guy? Oh, yeah, this is a guy that he always talks about Javon Evans and how he's not getting a push. And then he starts thinking, do I like that guy or not? No, I don't like him. I do not like that guy. I think I'm going to say something to him. Then he starts looking and it's like, oh, he's not allowing anyone to respond except his subscribers. Then he starts thinking about it. Oh, this guy just wants money. He's greedy. And I don't like this guy. He starts thinking more, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, yeah.
Then he's like, I think I'm going to do a response. And he starts typing up this response, and he's thinking, this response is going to be clever.
Dunk.
And he's thinking. See, he's actually an idiot. If he would have just looked at it and moved on, like, everything would have been fine. But he thought about it, and he thought about it, and he thought about it, spiraled out of control, and then ends up typing something stupid on Twitter on Thanksgiving. Don't do that, everybody.
Long story short, don't let Brian Alvarez live in your head rent-free.
Don't think so much. Now, anyway, NXT Tuesday.
No, please start thinking about things that matter.
Don't think. 632,000 viewers on the CW. Second highest audience total for the show since October 22nd. 0.15 in 18 to 49, which is not a great number. But they did have an NBA game on TNT. Did a 0.32 in a million viewers. Another basketball game, 0.42 and 1.5 million. So they had some competition there. And it was also, hey, it's a travel day. Actually, no, it wasn't. That's AEW. So when we see their numbers, we can talk about how the travel day affected them. But it happens every year. Like, Dynamite's going to do an atrocious number. I'm telling you all right now. So here's another thing, okay? Because I know some of you are going to see the atrocious number, and you're going to start thinking. And then you're going to write really stupid stuff on the internet. Just look at the number. Go do some Black Friday shopping and move on, and you won't look stupid on Twitter. It's going to do a terrible number because it does every single year the night before Thanksgiving. It means nothing except that it's the night before Thanksgiving. Happens every year. But people will think about this, and they'll think stupid things, and they'll write them on the internet. Yes.
And if you write them to Dave, he may respond.
Do not go on Dave's Twitter. It's the only way to get him to stop responding on Twitter is to stop tweeting him. All right. Matthew in Nashville, you're on the air. What's going on? Bet he's thankful.
Hey, Brian and Mike. Good to talk to you guys again on Fun Friday, like always. First of all, I wanted to say, man, you're selling your life's work for $6 for a month. So that's really
Can you believe it? My life's work. God.
For $6.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I guess I won't hit you up for a raise until after all this is over.
I could die tomorrow, and what's that $6 do me? Nothing. I may as well give it away for $6.
One less than Dwayne Johnson. That's what Ava's going to rub in.
It is actually $7. I think it's $6.99. So I'm also like The Rock when he was young. $7.
Just a little short, though.
But
sorry, go ahead, Carl.
So the question that I had pertained to the War Games match coming up. So a lot of people have kind of pointed this out. The suit that Paul Heyman was wearing last Friday was a direct callback to one that Solo wore several months ago. And then there's also the aspect with the Sami Zayn thing where they were in the back and then he took the phone out of his pocket and tossed it on the couch really quick. So do you think there's any significance to that? And if so, what do you think it is?
Oh, my friend. Yes, there's absolutely. I want to thank you very much for the call. Absolutely. There is a significance. Now, the question is, are we really paying that off on Saturday? Highly unlikely, okay? Yes, Paul Heyman. Actually, Solo was wearing a red shirt the same day. They both had a black suit and a red shirt on. So, yes. But what does that mean? What does that mean?
They accessorize a...
Same thing with Sammy and that phone. Something's up. But Roman Reigns did an interview a couple of days ago, and he said something like, I can see this Bloodline storyline going on 3 more years. It's like 3 years? I mean, we do have a bunch of, Bloodline, seemingly Bloodline members in NXT. You know, Hikaleo's there, Tala Tonga.
Yeah, go back out.
Lance Anawai, Ava. You know, Ava's going to be involved at some point. The Rock's got to come back. He may not even come back this year, so we got at least another year. So, yeah, at some point, this is all playing into something somewhere. You know, people are going to switch back, forth, up, down, side, you know, just how it goes.
Lateral.
Up, down, and every which way, as they like to say. All right, let's check some of the text messages here. If you want to call, you're welcome to do so. And that is 1-800-878-7529. 800. You don't have to pay for, you don't have to put a quarter in the phone. It's free.
1-800-878-7529. These kids don't know what you're talking about.
2024.
Why don't you talk about 1-800-COLLECT like Lee Marshall used to really confuse them?
This person here says, Dave sounded confident AEW could have sold 10,000 tickets in either Melbourne or Sydney. So why are they going to Brisbane? I don't know. I have a lot of questions about AEW's attempt to run Australia. And I have questions. I don't even live in Australia. I have these questions because people in Australia from day one have had way more questions than I have about why this is taking place. But hey, they're in a 12,000-seat building, and they'll probably do very well there. Way more than they would have done in the stadium. And based on how much it's going to cost to do all of this, that is better than their alternative was going to be like a 5,000-seat building. So we'll see how it goes. This person here says, I wanted to point out a few small factors regarding the decline in booking quality in AEW. Something I think has gone overlooked, the lack of dark and elevation has completely handicapped the mid-card, and it's why the rankings don't work well enough. You used to have Dark and Elevation to pad out the stats for guys who needed wins. Now, that type of predictable soft squash doesn't have enough of a home on TV because you have limited network time, time that could be better spent. Listen.
They don't need that.
They don't need rankings, okay?
You need to make people believe in the people wrestling the matches and the rankings you hang on them can be an accessory later. You need people to believe in these people. You need stories to make people believe in. That's what you need. That's what you need out of your booking. That's booking.
You know what I think? I don't have enough time to discuss this here. I should have started at the beginning of the show with this. But there's two things that I think are a big problem in AEW right now, and I'll just throw them out there, and you guys can think about them on your own. One, and I will say this until it happens, They need a soft brand split. They need to take that roster. They need to split it, like, legitimately in half. Like, if you got a John Moxley on one show, you've got to have a, like, whoever's equivalent to John Moxley. Will Ospreay. He needs to be on the other show. And you just split it exactly down the middle. And, like, one roster is going to be your Collision roster. And one roster is going to be your Dynamite roster. And if you want to see Ospreay, you got to watch Collision. And you're going to have, everybody's going to have more opportunities when you have half a roster in one place, half a roster in the other. Okay?
They tried that.
Hold on. The other thing, we don't have time to discuss it. The other thing is, and this is a big one, there are too many separate universes in AEW right now.
That's a fact.
And nothing is coherent, okay? No. You've got this Jon Moxley world title thing, okay? And, like, Swerve, the Hurt Business, like, they're all off in their own little thing. Like, why is Swerve doesn't seem to care one bit about Moxley as champion, doesn't care about the title. He's not involved in any of this stuff. And there's, like, many of these separate universes that don't play into anything else. Whereas you need, like, to have a cohesive, what is the main storyline in the company? Well, if it's Jon Moxley taking over, then in some form or fashion, it needs to affect everybody. And not, it affects the people involved in that storyline, but everyone else are in, like, their own world. And it's a much bigger thing than we have time to discuss here, but I think that's something that needs to work.
Hey, Continental Classic could be a time you could do that because a bunch of different guys from different factions are in it. Are you going to use it as such? Now would be a good time to do it.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live. Lucha Gato is going to call in Fun Friday next week. All right, yeah? You better. You better. He's going to explain why a brand split won't work. Even though we have a brand split right now in WWE and it is monumentally successful. We have two A shows. Everybody knows who's going to be on each show. They're both doing gigantic business. Each has a smaller roster and more people get utilized. Maybe him and Lenny can call at the same time and they can try to double team us.
I think.
But yes, please call next week. I will give you as much rope as you need.
The knee-jerk argument is they don't have enough stars to do that. You're diluting, in AEW's case, you're diluting the talent pool. And that you can make an argument for that. But the thing is, if you had more focused shows, you would, in theory, be able to focus on people and build them up more and give them more time and give more opportunities. So it'll be interesting to see what he decides to come up with here. But when it works, it works. And now we have a situation where it works. All of the times in the past where it hadn't, because they weren't doing what they're doing now, that's kind of gone now.
Pretty sure that Lucha Gato actually might be Lenny's burner, because he's using the same exact lines. Just because something is popular doesn't mean it is good. This is Lenny to a T. And yes, Michael Booble, you're allowed to call in and plug your Christmas album next week as well. Yes. Hey, we got to wrap it up, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow night with Dave talking Survivor Series. Sunday, same thing with Vinny. We'll be talking Survivor Series as well as Collision, because there's Continental Classic matches. We'll have all of the news and plenty more to get into. So make sure you check out the Black Friday specials. Apple Podcasts, F4WOnline.com/Apple, 3 free days, and half off at WrestlingObserver.com. Use the promo code, all caps, one word, Black Friday. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.